This is FAQ.
Our questions today are for Brian Stubbs of McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium. Brian, I want to talk about this time around COVID and how it's affecting memorial services.
Yes, Chris. It's always a difficult time when a family loses a loved one, but right now during COVID, it seems even more so. Basically because we are limited on the number of people that we can have at a gathering, but we're managing to cope, and we're having lots of private family invite-only type of services where there's viewing and a small service with a burial to follow, or cremation, whichever people prefer. And the larger community invite memorial service will have to come at a later date.
Well, we've seen the government opening and changing what sizes of gatherings and stuff we can have, but what have been some of the biggest challenges you guys have faced as far as holding these events?
Yes, the number of people that can attend is the biggest challenge. Yes, Chris, for sure. And here at McKenzie's, we can have a gathering of up to 60 people, and at our Shelbrook location, only 40 because it's a little smaller.
I would imagine technology is probably helping out with making decisions on what can and can't happen, as far as FaceTime and meetings and online.
Yes, we always do a few organizing of the funerals, some arrangements online because the people aren't in the immediate area. But we find the majority of our clients still come in and meet with us, only in smaller numbers, and we're definitely advising in smaller numbers, and we're eagerly sanitizing between the families that come into our meeting rooms and our viewing rooms, and making sure that there isn't any chance of anybody getting sick through all of this.
Sure. But even the funerals themselves.
Oh, yes. The funerals themselves, we've been doing a number where we're recording the service and putting it out later at a time. I guess it's on a, I'm not a very good technician, but on a cloud type thing, and they get a password and a username or a link into it, and then they can watch it at any time. We're sort of shying away, I guess you would say, from the live streaming because it's so difficult to time everything and get good Wi-Fi coverage. The other way, we have a good picture and a good performance, I guess you would say, of the funeral, where it can be edited if there's something that didn't seem to go right. A sound glitch or something like that can be adjusted. So and then it's given to the family, this link, and they can pass it out to their loved ones and anywhere, and they can watch it at any time.
Celebrations of life, they still continue on, even through COVID. And if you've got questions on how you can, make preparations going forward, or even if you have questions, get a hold of Brian Stubbs at McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium and give a call, 763-8488. You can also visit online, mckenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.